Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radhe Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Jaya Pancha Tattva Jaya Pancha Tattva Pancha Tattva Jaya Pancha Tattva Jaya Pancha Tattva Pancha Tattva Pancha Tattva Jaya Pancha Tattva Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jambi Shripad Paramahansa Sutta Sasimad Ishi Bhakti Vedanta Swam Srila Prabhupada Ki. ISKCON BBD Pandacharya Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jambi Shripad Paramahansa Parikacharya Sutta Sasimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki. Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrind Ki. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki. Shri Rup Sanatan Bhattagnar Shri Jivuval Bhattadasa Gnasad Goswami Prabhupada Ki. Prem se kahi Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivind Ki. Mayapur Navdeep Dham Ki. Braj Bhumi Mathura Vrindavan Dham Ki. Shri Chhe Jagannath Puri Dham Ki. Ganga Mai Yamuna Mai Ki. Bhakti Devi Tulsi Maharani Ki. Nitai Gaur Premanande. All glories to Sambhali Votis. All glories to Sambhali Votis. All glories to Sambhali Votis. All glories, all glories, all glories, Sri Guru and Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So today we are going to read from 10th canto, 13th chapter and sloka number 14. So before starting we'll just say, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritam Narancheva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudire Nashta Prayesho Bhadresho Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttam Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Nashtaki Mukam karoti vachalam bhangam langayatim kri yat kripatam bande shri guru dinatarinam paramanandam madhavam shri chaitanya ishwaram. Hare Krishna. So we'll recite this 14th verse. Iti uktvadri dari kunja Gahvareshwa Atmavatsakan Vichinvan Bhagavan Krishna Sapani Kavalo Yayo Iti Uktadari Dari Kunja Gahvareshwa Atmavatsakan Vichinvan Bhagavan Krishna Sapani Kavalo Yayo Iti Uktvadari Dari Kunja Gahvareshwa Atmavatsakan Vichinvan Bhagavan Krishna Sapani Kavalo Yayo. Somebody wants to take a recite? Okay, so we'll read the translation word by word first and then we'll go for translation and then purport. इति उक्त्वा दरि दरि कुञ्जा बहवरेषु आत्मवत्सकान् विचिन्वन् भगवान् कृष्णा सपानि कवलोयो इति उक्त्वा दरि दरि कुञ्जा गह्वरेषु आत्मवत्सकान् विचिन्वन् भगवान् कृष्णा इति उक्त्वा दरि दरि कुञ्जा गह्वरेषु आत्मवत्सकान् विचिन्वन् भगवान् कृष्णा सपानि कवलोययो इति उक्त्वा दरि दरि कुञ्जा गह्वरेषु आत्मवत्सकान् विचिन्वन् भगवान् कृष्णा सपानि कवलोययो. Now word to word meaning. Iti uktva, saying this, let me bring your caste personally. Adri Dari Kunja Gahvareshu. Everywhere in the mountain caves, the bushes and narrow places. Atmavat Sakan. The calves belonging to his own personal friends. Vichinvan, searching out. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna, Lord Krishna. Sapani Kavala, carrying his yogurt and rice in his hand. Yayo started out. So now translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada. So trans. Okay. Okay. Translation. Let me go and search out the calves. Krishna said, don't disturb your enjoyment. Then carrying his yogurt and rice in his hand, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna immediately went out to search for the calves of his friend. To please his friends, he began searching in all the mountains, mountain caves, bushes and narrow passages. Purport. The Vedas Svetatsar Upanishad 6.8 assert that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has nothing to do personally, natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. Because he is doing everything through his energies and potencies, parasya saktair vividev suryate. Nonetheless, here we see that he took personal care to find the calves of his friend. This was Krishna's causeless mercy. Maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sa characharam. All the affairs of the entire world and the entire cosmic manifestation are working under his direction. Through his different energies, still, when there is a need to take care of his friends, he does this personally. Krishna assured his friend, don't be afraid. I am going personally to search for your calves. This was Krishna's causeless mercy. ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनाशलाकया चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः. श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स पदांतिकं. वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्री गुरु वैष्णवांश्च. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So before starting discussion on this subject matter, I seek blessings from the devotees assembled here and those who are watching me online, especially here, Regionalist Bhakti Vignivinashak Narasimha Maharaj, Janivas Prabhu. So here we are able to see that in the translation, Prabhupada very nicely he says that how Krishna is personally going to search out the calves. And then in the purport, Prabhupada says this is the causeless, Krishna's causeless mercy. So we'll be trying to understand this one, that how this is causeless mercy and how we can understand this one through the light of Hare Krishna. So Krishna came here to enact this pastime so that we all can be enamored by the activities and the pastime of Lord Sri Krishna, and we also get a desire to go back to Godhead. By the end of pastime, we can understand that, okay, Krishna is such a nice person and I should be with him. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Ananyas Chintayanto Mam Yojana Pariupasate Tesam Nitya Bhiktanam Yogashem Vahamem. So he is telling that, okay, I personally take care of all the things, whatever you have, and preserves actually, and what you don't have, I give like that. So now the question comes that how people will have faith and trust on someone who is enacting this all pastime, but he is not having trust. Because he is assuring, because as he said that charity begins at home. So unless we show through our example that yes, this is possible, and whatever I am saying, that's true, people are not going to trust on us. They will say that, okay, they say something, but they do something. So there is no part of keeping our faith and trust on this personality. So Krishna is teaching through this example that how he personally takes care. Because as in the purport, Prabhupada clearly says that he don't have to take care. It's all done by his energies. So he don't have to do. But in general, common mass of people, they can't understand that how Krishna is giving the assurance that, okay, he will be taking personally care of everything, and now he's not taking care. So it may start from the small thing, okay, taking care of the calves, going out and searching in the mountains, in the caves. So sometimes it may be bewildering that, oh, Krishna knows everything. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nothing is hidden from him. In the first sloka we are able to understand he is abhigya. He knows everything. But still, just to teach the common mass of people that yes, I take personal care. So don't worry, you come. And that's how we see whatever we do, until unless we get or kind of get the trust of the person, someone to whom we are preaching, they will not become devotee, because they will understand, okay, this person, they come, they enact, they do all the pastimes, you know, they do nice bhajan, they dance nicely, they distribute prasad, okay, everything is good. But how can I, you know, trust on this person, because he is not trustworthy. So this trust is very important in our Krishna consciousness, that how we are giving this trust to the person to whom we are meeting. Unless we have this trust, we cannot give it to others. So that's why it becomes very important for us to build the trust. As soon as we build the trust, people start coming to us. And that's how this was one of the things in the North India. It's very famous, as well as many people, they know that Raghukul Reet Sada Chali Aay, Pran Jaay Par Vachan Na Jaay. Means in the Raghukul, in the Ram dynasty, this was a very common saying that Pran Jaay Par Vachan Na Jaay. Means I may die, my life may go, but whatever word I have given, just like you sure that I am going to fulfill it. And that's how people, they started, and still the people, they want actually Ram Raj. Why? The reason is that because of the trust. Nowadays people, they have lost the trust to someone. Someone in the sense means I'm just telling the different things, they are changing. Every day the new technology is coming, they are going to another one. They are first, they are making their trust, okay, you purchase this, your life will be successful, you will be a happy person. And then next, after some days, new technology comes. And then they say that, no, now you have to purchase this one. Just they are keep changing. It works in every sphere of life. The people's their marriage are getting, you know, they are taking divorce and other things. Why? The trust is not there. So this is very important for us, that how we also take these lessons from here and apply this in our life, and we go out and give this trust to others. We have seen personally that how Prabhupada was there, and then he was taking care personally. He was not just giving lectures. Oh, I just came, you know, I'm a big Swami, you come and listen to my lecture. No. He was personally taking care of everyone. All the time, all the places he was there, whether it was the West project or India project. So in all the projects, Srila Prabhupada was there. He was writing letters. He was guiding them every sphere of life, which we are able to see in the New York. It started from the New York, that how Mr. Price, he was trying to cheat. And Prabhupada was corresponding one by one, and he showed by example that yes, you have to keep faith, and then you have to move on. And then people started having faith. Yeah, this person is genuine. He takes care of us. So this is very important, how we are also building trust towards, like, the other people, they build trust on us. And then, they say that Krishna is here, the pastime is going on, that how they are taking taking with the Krishna all the nice preparation, and especially Krishna is taking this yogurt rice, and Krishna doesn't want that, okay, his devotees should get disturbed in their enjoyment. So Krishna is personally taking care that, okay, you be safe, don't worry, I'm there for you. So this is very important actually, and we are reciting also in our morning prayers, the Guru Ashtakam, this, in that we are saying, Kritayava Triptim Bhajato Sadaiva Vande Guru Sri Charanarvinda. So the spiritual master, they say that the spiritual master, we are offering obeisances to whom? Why? Because he is offering the four kind of preparation to the Supreme Personality Godhead. And then later, when he sees that his devotees, they are honoring prasadam and they are very happy, he also becomes very pleased. So daily we are reciting and we are able to understand that yes, so what kind of pleasure they are getting. For us in this newfound stage, maybe for me at least, it will be difficult. Because they are able to see that, oh, how nice they are enjoying, how nice they are growing. For the spiritual master, it's very important that he sees that all the devotees, they grow in their spiritual life. And when they are releasing this rasa in their Krishna consciousness, they are advancing more and more. So he becomes very pleased. Oh, such a nice thing. They are honoring prasadam, they are happy. They are happy in their Krishna consciousness. So this becomes very important. And that's how Prabhupada's life also we are able to see. That how he used to make this ISKCON bullets, and he used to give, and even in the after Guru Puja and others, he was personally giving the cookies and some other prasadam to the small kids. And then everybody was, in the video also we have seen that how the kids and others, they were very happy receiving prasadam from Srila Prabhupada. So it's very important that how Krishna is also teaching, okay, you take care of prasadam, I'm going to take care of all these things, you don't worry about all these things. So here, not only Krishna, like sometimes we see that, okay, Krishna is teaching through his example. Dadati prateginati guyam akati prichati. Everything is happening. In the nectar of instruction we are knowing. So it's not only from the Krishna side, it's from the devotee side also. Krishna has given the word that, okay, I will be taking personal care, and he is showing. And the devotees are also, whatever promises and others they are making, they are also trying to fulfill to please the Supreme Personality Godhead. In this connection, one very nice story, I hope everybody knows about this. In India, when Prabhupada came after his preaching in the West in 1971, so he was having a desire to build temple actually in the three places, the Mayapur, then Vrindavan, and then Bombay. These are the three places. But the more and more concerned he was about the Bombay temple. As soon as the Ras Biharis came, and Prabhupada told to all the devotees that, okay, now you go and take care of the position of that land after dealing with this Dr. Nair, Mr. Nair. And then the devotees goes, and then he gives promise to Radharas Bihari that, my dear sir, please stay here. I promise that I will build a beautiful temple for you. So Prabhupada is giving a promise to Radharas Bihari that I am going to build a beautiful temple for you. And other devotees, they were not able to understand that why Prabhupada is insisting so much on this particular point, that I want this land. Although they were trying to search in the Malabar Hill, all the different flats or big rooms, whatever was there. And in that area, many life members were also there, and people were favorable. But here in this Juhu land, it was like just on the seashore, and different hotels were there. And some of them, they were giving complaints also that, oh, they are making nuisance, and the boys and girls, they are staying here together. So many complaints was coming, you know, one by one. But Prabhupada was firm. Before going to West only, he had a desire. He was watching when he was going to this Sumati Murarji's house there. So he was watching that, okay, this land is so nice. If I can make a, you know, beautiful temple over here for the Lord Krishna, how nice it will be. And then as soon as he came to this Mr. Nair, then immediately he started also negotiating the price and everything. And then it was very austere. Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he says also that, okay, that we want running waters and doorknobs. And Prabhupada says, do you want purification or not? So it's like a very heavy statement, but every devotee, they took personally, okay, yes, Prabhupada wants that, yes, I should be austere, I should, you know, do some service to our spiritual master. And we have seen that how much struggle Prabhupada has to go through. In the beginning, His Holiness Madhu Divas Swami, you know, he was there, and then he resigned from that he is very austere. He expresses his desire to Prabhupada that I cannot take up. Then again, he personally goes to Nairobi to bring Brahmanand Prabhu. Personally goes. And then in the Lilamrita, it is written that Prabhupada is saying that when you take some personal project for Krishna, then you take personally, then it happens, fulfills. Some Bengali proverb is there, I forgot that one, that how Prabhupada is saying that. And then he goes to there, and then he brings Brahmanand Prabhu from there, that time Brahmanand Maharaj. So, and then it was very austere for Prabhupada to be there, because every day the common affair was that Prabhupada's clothes somebody will steal. And then cooking was bad, very pathetic. The first day Prabhupada became disgusted. He said, what you have made? This is for pig, this is for dog, this is for horse, and everything. And then Prabhupada personally went to the kitchen, and then he cooked prasadam. It was like that time bhoga, and then offered to Krishna. And then he gives to all the devotees the prasadam. And he is happy that time. And then later, he tells to Brahmanand Maharaj that time that, okay, you come, I have a very big project, the Bombay temple project, and I want you to be there. And then Brahmanand Prabhu Maharaj that time comes. And then it goes that, okay, then again, and due course of time, the preaching started deteriorating, and then he expressed the desire that, Prabhupada, I want to go back to again Nairobi. And then Prabhupada says, okay, now you can go. But again, Prabhupada was thinking that who is going to take care? Because that time Prabhupada expressed the desire that you all are not taking responsibility, and the important job is that to translate Srimad Bhagavatam. And I am not able to do that one because of so much headache of this Bombay project. So who is going to take care of this? And then immediately after, he appoints Giriraj Maharaj, that time Giriraj Brahmachari. So he appoints him that, okay, you take care of this project. So gradually we are able to see that how this all one by one problem is happening in Prabhupada, in all the movement. Devotees are having so many problems, they are getting disease, so many mosquitoes are there, so many rats were there, the big pandal program also they have to do. So one by problem, and then this Mr. Nair, he was trying to create some problem, and it became like, you know, very hide when he sends the gundas and other, and they were trying to mistreat actually devotees. And all the Matadis, he was trying to grab the hairs and pulling out from the temple. And then from the municipality, also the police and others, they started coming and they were trying to dismantle the temple, whatever they have constructed. And then they all were thinking that who is going to help in this condition. They were just calling everyone, whoever was there, and the nearby people, they were also sympathetic that, okay, these all are Hare Krishna people and how they are doing. But because of the police was there, nobody was daring to come. So what they will do? They were just trying to call, and I hope it was... It is like Chandra Mahadevia. Chandra Mahadevia. He calls to Bal Thackeray. And then immediately this Bal Thackeray, he calls to the this municipal commissioner. And then he sends with one letter immediately, because he was a very influential person. He just gave a call and then immediately he wrote a letter, the municipal commissioner, to the ward officer who was there, that immediately you have to stop. And then this Giriraj Maharaj goes there for this municipality for again repair this, how they can repair another thing. And in meanwhile, he came to know that this Mr. Nair, he has filed again another some petition to the court, he was about to, that they should not build the temple. And there was like Saturday morning, Sunday full day, and till Monday morning they had time to rebuild the temple. And in the Leelamrita it is written that this the court judge, I don't know the name, so they expressed that okay, there is nothing like, okay, you cannot rebuild. So they got approval, the devotees, and they worked the whole day and night. And it was written there that it was raining. So sometimes we see here, it's raining, we leave the project or something, and then we take shelter of, you know, some tree houses or somewhere. This work is stopped. But they never stopped. In these 2 days, they kind of rebuilt the temple, almost. And then the court judgment comes that whatever is built, built. Now nobody will dismantle that one. And the devotees were very happy. And then the news goes to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada goes, yes, we are victorious, like that. So we are able to see that how the devotees are also personally take care of the Lord. In spite of, because we are able to see, it's really troublesome because we have to go to the mountains, caves, and other places. So it's really troublesome. And Krishna's lotus feet, we are able to see that how soft it is. The gopis, they are singing, they are saying that how, you know, they cry. Why they cry? Because Krishna's lotus is so, you know, soft. And he has to go to the, you know, mountains, the hills and other places, and so many pebbles are there. And it might be, you know, piercing his lotus feet. And they cry. So we are able to understand that how Krishna is showing through his example that yes, we have to take personal care. And then the devotees are also teaching through their example that yes, we have to take care of the Lord. And Prabhupada has demonstrated that one, because he was traveling everywhere, but only one thing was there in the mind: Bombay project, Juhu project, how to do that. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj expressed that, okay, I'm not able to chant properly. But still, Prabhupada is saying that this will make, not exactly the word, but it's like this anxiety will make advancement, something like that. I don't remember the exact word of that. So this is very important, that how we are taking care of the Lord. And that's how Lord reciprocate, because until unless we build trust, we cannot advance. And Krishna has enacted this pastime. Because as our trust will build up, we'll start practicing our Krishna consciousness. Because this one, in the 9th chapter only Krishna is telling. So what about the last 18th chapter? The Sardharan Pratyaja Mame Kamsar Namvarja Aham Tvam Sarvapapebhyo Mokshayami Ma Sucha. At least people in this material world, they are fearful. Why they are fearful? Because they know that I have done some sinful activities and I have to suffer. And now if I take shelter of Krishna, Krishna will relieve me from this all sinful activities. So if in the beginning only the trust has not built, so there is no question of reaching to, you know, till 18th chapter. We may close the Bhagavad Gita in the beginning only, okay, done, whatever is there, you take care of yourself, you are a good person, so I am going. But Krishna is building that trust. No, you come, I am there for you. So this is very important for all of us to understand. And then he said, natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. Krishna is not having any work to do. But why he is doing the work? The question comes sometimes that why he is doing the work? What makes him to do this work? Everything can be done by his energies. So we recite sometimes in Purushottam Mas, Varje Prasidam Navnita Choram. In that, in the sixth sloka, very nicely it has been explained that how, I'll just read out, Chinasti ghoram yam pas bandham, bhinasti bhimam bhava pas bandham, chinasti sarvasya samasta bandham, naivatmano bhakta kirtam ta bandham. He said that, what Krishna can give? Krishna is saying, the devotee is explaining that, you cut the terrible noose of Yamraj, you serve the dreadful noose of material existence, and you slash everyone's material bonds, but you are unable to cut the knot fastened by your own loving devotees. So this loving devotees exchanges. Krishna is able to relieve everyone. Okay, Yamraj, Yam pass, cut, no problem. Material existence, cut. Everything he is able to cut. So why he is getting, you know, kind of bound here? This is only the love and affection of the loving devotees. That's how he does. And that's we are able to see in the Prabhupada's Lilamrita also, that how devotees were so much in the love and affection towards Prabhupada. That yes, I hope it was Yamuna Mataji, she was in the train. And Prabhupada expressed the desire that I want hot rice. And those who have traveled in this Indian train, they know what is the condition. But Yamuna Mataji, she has to fulfill the desire of Prabhupada. And she goes to this pantry and she asks to the pantry owner that I want to cook hot rice for my spiritual master. And he said that not possible. And she, such an intense, how I can express, I don't have that much expression, but I'm just saying in the, like my words, that she expressed that yes, this is my life and soul. This is the instruction of my spiritual master. If you don't allow me, then I am just going to jump off from this train. And it, that means that she is not just doing the lip service. She means that yes, I am practically going to jump off from this train. And then this pantry owner, whoever was there, he thought that, arey, if some it jumps off, what is going to happen? You know, really some terrible situation may come. And then he allows that, okay, you go and cook. So this trust, actually, how much love and trust we have, that will be inflicting to the others also. And that's how we see in the Prabhupada's life and in the initial days when the preaching was happening. Although many devotees, they never met Prabhupada before, you know, becoming devotee. But they became devotee because the process was so genuine. The people were so trustworthy that they felt, yes, this moment is so nice. Yes, I should be here. And that's how many devotees they joined. And later they said also that late they met Prabhupada after joining their temple. By the time they joined temple, they were having head save everything. And later they met Prabhupada. So this we are able to see that how much the love and affection they had for Srila Prabhupada. And that's how they were able to do this. This is a rope of affection towards the spiritual master, towards Lord Krishna. It's very important. As much we have this love and affection, that much the instruction and other things becomes more and more like important for us. Because this, we can see that, okay, what is this? Only hot rice? Theek hai, no problem. You know, sometimes we may say that, okay, leave it. What's the problem? We may give some other thing. No, but what he wants, that's very important. So the devotees here, they are ready to do everything for Srila Prabhupada. They know, yes, what Srila Prabhupada wants. And that's how we are able to see so much problem in the Bombay project. But still they were determined. Every day new challenges. Every day. I just said about the Bombay project, but it's not about the here and others. But in the Mayapur also, when we are sitting here, nicely enjoying everything. But Prabhupada has to struggle a lot also here, because the Sikh brothers who were owning this land, and they raised the price so high, so high. And then one of the lawyer in the Calcutta, he came and then he settles the matter. Okay, 14,500, this 9 bigha land at that time. 14,500. It was a huge amount. And then Prabhupada was so concerned. The 6 days passed. Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Bali Mardan, that both were not Maharaj. So they were here to purchase the land. And Prabhupada was just thinking, 6 days over. They have not yet come. And in the night, in the Lilamrita has explained that Prabhupada is in the 10 o'clock after that. He's just walking and chanting his japa. And just walking through the window, whether they have come or not. And he was so more concerned again and again that how, whether they have purchased the land or not, what happened to them, whether some theft happened. Again and again, just thinking about them. So how much concern Prabhupada was about his disciples and the project, whatever he gave to them. And as soon as when he heard the sound, somebody is coming on the staircase. And then Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Bali Mardan Maharaj, that time he knocks the door. And then they both of them enter. And then Prabhupada asks, what's the news? And then Tamal Krishna Maharaj, in a very emphatic way, he says, the land is yours. And then gives the paper. And Prabhupada, in a little bit sigh mood, he said, okay, go take rest. So Prabhupada was very pleased. And he was concerned also that how you should advance, how you should work for Krishna. So it becomes very important that how Krishna is taking care, how his devotees are also taking care. In all the spheres, they are teaching that yes, you have to work for Krishna and then you don't have to worry. I'm there. And that's how they had this assurance. This whatever happens, Prabhupada is there. I will go to Prabhupada and I'll express my all, whatever difficulties, problems are there. And he will help me. And that's how we see so many correspondence of Prabhupada. One by one. And Prabhupada, how much he was concerned also for the Krishna. It's not that only he was just thinking about the devotees, but he was thinking about the Bombay project also. In all the correspondence, he just write that, okay, we have secured this land, and it's so nice, you can come. And for all the projects, one by one. As well as he was establishing the devotees' importance also, Prabhupada. It was a very difficult time for Prabhupada. In the beginning days, when he came actually, especially in Vrindavan, to establish that these all are bona fide devotees. Because they were criticizing that these devotees, the white devotees, they are not in born Brahman. You have given them sacred thread, you have given them sannyasa. They are not bona fide. But Prabhupada says, Kirat Hunda Pulina Pulkasa, he quotes this sloka. And in this Lilamrita again, it is said that how Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also, he has to face this difficulty in the beginning when he was taking parikarma, that people were throwing the stones. But they were determined, yes, they are the bona fide devotees who were taking shelter of the bona fide spiritual master and chanting and serving the Supreme Personality Godhead. They all are pure devotees. So they were concerned and they were establishing that, okay, yes, this is correct and they are bona fide devotees. And that's how the Krishna's job. Krishna is giving assurance. You come, you don't worry. You come and practice devotional service. I will take care of everything. You are from which background, no matter. You just surrender to me. Because many times we feel that, okay, I should be qualified enough to do something. So yes, I should be qualified. But how I should be qualified? By engaging ourselves in Krishna's service. And Prabhupada engaged everyone, okay, you take this project, you take that, okay, like that. And he was personally guiding. I was remembering this In the Bombay Pandal, this was happening, and then Brahmanand Prabhu settled the matter in 40,000 Pandal. And then Prabhupada comes and he asks, what's the price, how much is it? 40,000? And then when the contractor comes and he says that, oh, what can I do? I don't have money. You take 4,000. And he just settled matter in 4,000. So it was really very tough time for the devotees that time particularly to do any project in India, because they were unaware of the situations and the kind of people they were cheating to them. And they were thinking that, oh, it's very cheap. But they were getting cheated every moment. And Prabhupada was more concerned. And that's how, like how in the beginning, I remember, before giving this land to ISKCON, this Mr. Nair, he gave this plot to another person. And then again, some controversy happened and that he was not giving the land ownership to that person. And then he went to the court. So Prabhupada was having this idea that, yes, this person is not trustworthy. Although he was showing, because when Prabhupada was going to the Nairobi, this Mr. Nair, he came personally to airport also to meet Srila Prabhupada. But Prabhupada was knowing, this person is not reliable. And then he was insisting his disciples, you go and finish the matter. And as soon as you get, go and take the possession of the land. Don't wait for anything. And start worshipping Ras Bihari Ji. Because once you start worshipping, people will understand that, okay, this land belongs to Lord. And then they will not create any disturbance. So that's how we are able to see that how much he was concerned for each and every activity, especially in India. He gave different affairs, okay, you go, you this do project, means another project in the West. But especially he was concerned in India that they may get cheated. So Prabhupada is showing through his example that, yes, how he was taking care of all the devotees, whether it was dealing of money, whether it was dealing of different persons, whether it was dealing about preaching, cooking, anything. All the matters he was just personally taking care, because only one thing, he has promised to Ras Bihari Ji that I am going to build a beautiful temple for you. That's it. So that was only concern of Prabhupada, that I have given my words to Radharas Bihari Ji. So this is very important, that how we become the man of words. Whatever we are saying, we have to live by that. Until unless we live by that, people will not have trust on us. And it's very important for us in our preaching movement. As much we are able to build the trust, that much people they are able to cooperate and help us. And they will also advance in their Krishna consciousness. So again, it said that how Krishna is, all the things are Maya Dakshina Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. All the efforts of entire world and the entire cosmic manifestation are working under his direction. So this is all working under Krishna's direction. So many times we are not able to understand that how this is working under Krishna's direction. Krishna is fully independent. He is Swarat. Fully independent. He can do anything, whatever he likes. I cannot bind Krishna that, okay, you do like this. And that's how in the third canto, in this Maitreya and Vidur, the conversation is happening. And then in the 38th verse, Maitreya Muni is explaining to Vidurji that how Brahmaji, after 1,000 celestial years, when he did performance tapasya, and he understood that now he cannot understand the Krishna's this all potency. And this is very important for like outside people, that Krishna is fully Swarat. I cannot bind Krishna. And that's how the problem is, that they are not able to understand this pastime, that how Krishna is the Supreme Personality Godhead. And even like, how I'll say, but like our leader, Brahmaji also got bewildered, that how is the Supreme Personality Godhead. But it's an example for all of us that, yes, Krishna is Supreme Personality Godhead. He can do anything, whatever he likes. He is not bound by our laws. So this becomes very important. And in the Goloka, the opulence is that his dealings with the devotees and the personal care with the devotees. That externally we cannot understand. Because here for everything, every affairs, different persons are appointed. But there Krishna personally takes care. Whatever situation may be, he takes personal care. Like here we are seeing that he is going searching out for the calf. He knows that, okay, he can, you know, just play the flute, whatever notes are there, all the calves and others, they can come. So Krishna takes great pleasure actually in the serving of his devotees. And that's how in the Vrindavan Leela, we have seen this Madhavendra Puri or some devotees. He actually takes an internal vow. What vow he takes? He takes that Krishna is Bal Gopal, he is tending, you know, cows, and I am his devotees. So what I will do? This Madhavendra Puri, I hope, the example of Madhavendra Puri, if I remember. And then he takes the vow that I will be taking only milk. And that day, all the, like, whoever comes, devotees, to pay obeisances to him, and they give different items to him. And then he sees that there is no milk. So he internally decides that I am going to do fasting. But Krishna is sitting inside the heart. He knows in the Vrindavan, every devotee is like his personally. And then he comes as a small little boy, and then he brings a big pot filled with milk. And then he gives, okay, Baba, you take this milk and you drink. And then he thinks that, who is this boy? So charming, so beautiful, and he's trying to like give me milk. How come he knows that? And then he becomes, okay. Then he asks that, why you brought like milk for me? And he said that I'm a Gwala, you know, this cowherd boy, I have these cows, so I have this only milk. What can I give to you? I have only this thing to offer to you. You take. And he accepts. And then he says that, okay, I'm going, you know. And then he's trying to figure it out. Oh, maybe who is that? Krishna or something. And then Krishna thinks that he may got kind of recognize me. And then he said that, okay, I'm going to, you know, give my cows, and then I'll come back and I'll take this pot. And then Madhavendra Puri, he's drinking the milk, and then he's thinking, okay, who's that boy? And then in the dream, Krishna says that, okay, I was the same boy. And then he says that, okay, my deity is in the down, just you dig it and bring me out. And then in the dream he walks up, okay. And then he remembers all the pastime, what happened in the dream. And then he collects all the villagers and he says this pastime, that what happened. And they started digging. And then the Gopal deity, it comes from there. So it becomes very important that how this enchanting pastime of Lord Krishna in Vrindavan. So externally, many times we may not able to understand that how Krishna is dealing with his devotees. With his personal dealing of Krishna and his devotees. So what we can do, actually in that only, the third canto, Prabhupada writes in the 39 verse, 6th chapter, in the purport, that the devotees, although many times they are not able to understand, they just release it. And that's how they just release it, and they go back to God. And the outside people, they just, they try to measure, you know, height, breadth, everything of Krishna, and they get stuck here. So that's how it's the magnanimity of the pastime of Lord Krishna, that how he is very dear to his devotees. And that's how he serves. Only because of the love and affection of the devotees. So we'll just summarize here that what we discussed here. So here we are able to see that how Krishna is personally taking care of his devotees. Because Krishna has came here to enact the pastime so that people can build their trust on Krishna and they can go back to Godhead. So now whatever he has said in Bhagavad Gita, he has to personally demonstrate. And from where he will start? The charity begins at home. So he starts personally showing that, okay, how he takes care. And not only Krishna takes care, but the devotees also take care of Krishna. And that's how we saw in the Prabhupada's life, that how he was more concerned about Bombay project, although so many difficulties, one by one, different managers, they were leaving, so many problems one by one, but still he was more concerned, because he promised to Ras Bihariji that, yes, I am going to build a beautiful temple for you, so be here. And then we saw that how this love and trust reflects also to others. In that we saw this Yamuna Mataji is cooking hot rice for Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was concerned about other devotees also, how he was personally taking care through his correspondence, through his, like, whatever he was there. And then how we are able to see that how Krishna is also doing this job, although he has nothing to do here, because the love and affection of the devotees, that binds him, and that's how he does. Although it's very small, okay, he's going to, you know, search for cows and calf. Small, maybe it may appear for us, okay, small, but it was very important for Krishna, that how he was teaching, that how we can take care of the devotees and others. So it was very important. And we saw that how Krishna, even in the desire in the heart also, he takes care of that. So I'll stop here. If any correction and, you know, comments, we take. Hare Krishna. Okay, loud. So Nitachandi Mahaprabhu is asking that what is my personal experience, is Krishna taking care of me personally? So I can say only one thing, that Krishna took care of me personally when he sent his devotee in my life, although I was insisting that I will not become devotee, and they were keep coming and keep giving prasadam to me, and they were taking care of me so nicely that at a certain point I started thinking that that time I was not thinking devotee, I thought these guys are not so bad, I can be with them, okay. And that's how slowly I became devotee. So this is Krishna's mercy on me that I became devotee. That's all I know. I don't know much. Personally, Krishna, I'm not so pure that Krishna personally reciprocated, but he reciprocated through his devotee, because he said that Brahman Brahmite Kono Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Bij. So Krishna's mercy is not that always Krishna will come and take hand of us and he will tell, okay, you become devotee. He sends his devotees. He's so nice, you know, Krishna is so nice, he sends his devotee. We have heard in the Vaishnava song, Krishna se tumara Krishna dite paro. So Krishna is devotee's property, and devotee is going and giving Krishna. So there is no difference that, okay, you know. So I hope that it was like personal for me, if I'm, or any correction Maharaj can tell. Stop here. Gandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.